Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, if you're looking for a great weekend, how about getting over to my bookie? How about getting over to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, where John Chill is, and you've got all your football, you've got all the casino, you got everything you could possibly want right there. And you've got celebrating 10 years now, John?
Yeah, so it's 10 years this weekend. So, it'll be our 10th anniversary. We got a bunch of things going on Saturday to celebrate it. And, we've been open 10 years, which is, time's flying.
What kind of stuff you got going on?
We're gonna we have some celebrations. Of course, we're gonna do we got a huge cake up front. We got some giveaways on the floor. We got a party in Blue Martini. So, a bunch of stuff. So yeah, come on down, swipe your card, and hopefully give some giveaways out on the floor. So
that's it.
Be Let's a good go. Time. Yeah, yep. And then you got a bunch of sports events going on. So in between, go into sportsbook, make some bets, and go back on the floor and, win, win, win everywhere you go. So, so it's going to be a good weekend. It's going to be fun. So, like, I think the cake's like 6 foot tall. I saw
We're all eating off that 6 foot cake this weekend?
Well, not exactly with our mouths, John.
Yeah.
We're going to cut pieces.
Well, wait, you don't go up and just take a bite out of it?
No, I do not know how the details of how they're going to cut that. I just saw the frame of a 6 foot, so hopefully we don't become a food fight on the gaming floor. But we'll find out Saturday night. But
Mel Murphy would have gone in mouth first. One of your Chicago buddies, John's Chicago buddies, would have just made a mess of that thing.
Yep, so it should be a good time, and then we have champagne as well on the floor. So like I said, it'll be a party. So
let's go. John Chill with us here. That frickin' game Monday night must have just destroyed you. Jameis throwing that last. Yeah, listen, the two pick sixes were fine. Cleveland still could have covered if Jameis doesn't throw that pick in the end. As he's driving down, I'm thinking he's going to get the cover. He's going to get the cover, and he did it again.
Yeah. Jameis was back, and it's just you thought after the two you'd be okay, and then you just saw that throw, and yeah, that did not help us here at Lake Charles Sportsbook. But it's interesting. He looks so good for so many, and then he just does what he does, and that definitely changed the outcome for us Monday night as far as that game was concerned. As far as the week, it started with Thursday. Definitely the Bears helped us as well. The Green Bay game, I was just looking at a stat. Miami, I don't think they can beat anybody with a 500 record. I think they're 1-8 in the last 9 games. We go through, and then college playoffs are starting to true up here a little bit. So we'll see what happens this weekend with, I think the Clemson game might be the only one that determines some. If they get in, they might knock out Alabama. But how about that? I took Miami Tuesday morning to make the playoffs, and never thought a 3-loss Alabama team would make it. They were 8-1 in the morning, so I said, I'll take a shot at them and see what happens. So, but it'll be interesting. We're starting to do that. We might do some brackets. We're looking to get approval for that. So more to come as the college playoffs tighten up here.
I'll tell you what. The 12-team playoff, I mean, it's got its criticisms and everything else. I don't know. There are four or five teams that could come out of this as the winner, as the champ.
Yeah.
This is why, because everybody's got flaws. Everybody has flaws.
Yeah. I mean, there's no dominant team. I mean, you look at, you know, where the odds are, and I can go with you. Oregon, Texas, Ohio State, Georgia, Notre Dame, any of them have a shot right now. And there's no one dominant right now. It's interesting. Ohio State's still the third. You know, they're plus 450 right now. Georgia, plus 500. I mean, there's days, you know, the Georgia doesn't even look like they should be in the playoffs, and, you know, they're the fourth highest to win it. So,
you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to the odds, John, after this weekend. Now, obviously, we could have a change in who are the perceived. Like, right now, there's odds for Arizona State, Iowa State, and one of those teams will not make it. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens when the when the actual schedule gets cemented about who you will play, not only in the first round or if you get a bye in the first round, but also the second round. Like, what does your path look like? Because that's going to alter. Once we know what the pathway looks like, it's going to alter some of those odds.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, and I think, you know, location of where these teams are going to play is going to be a factor as well. Weather will start impacting, you know, the games. I mean, I think we've been used to bowl games where, you know, it's been good weather. You know, they always play the bowl games in good weather. So I'm with you. It'll be who makes it, where the seedings are, where they're playing at will determine a lot of these line movements. And, you know, we'll see where that finalizes Tuesday. But, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm excited coming from the north to see some of the SEC teams going to play in the snow. It'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting. You look right now, Alabama would have to go to Notre Dame, and I think they're getting a bunch of snow right now up there. So it'll be just interesting to see, you know, how that. But it will impact as far as the lines and all that as well. So I'm with you on that.
Any steamers this week in the NFL? What's going on?
You know, as far as college, I kind of like Louisiana over Marshall, minus 5.5. I think the yards per play, there's a huge difference in there. Marshall's coach might not even be there by Sunday, so I kind of like them. A lot of money's on Penn State this week. I kind of like Oregon there. That's just a good game to test to see where Penn State's at. I think Oregon's, you know, easily the top two team in the nation, and, you know, Penn State, the defense has given up 400 yards against Ohio State, I think USC. So we'll see how good that Penn State defense is with that Oregon offense. So it'll be an interesting game. As far as the NFL, it's interesting. Tonight's game, still seeing some, we're seeing over 70% on Detroit. You know, you look at them and how much more injuries can they take, you know, and that's what, you know, we'll see if they can survive that. But at minus 3.5, they're still seeing about 70% of the handle. Another big one's Eagles minus 12 this week. That's a big one. And this is interesting. 88% is on the Bears over the Niners. And only getting four, you know. But I know San Fran's going through the injury bug as well. So, and then the other one is 90% of handle's been on the Bills right now over the Rams. So it'll be a good week here to see. I kind of like, Atlanta this week, plus 5.5. They're getting about 60% of the handle. I think they played their best defensive game last week, and, you know, they're due for their offense to break out a little bit better than what they've seen. So I kind of like Atlanta this week.
I don't understand the Bears.
Yeah.
I know that the 49ers are not what everybody thought, but I don't get that Well, the Bears, you know, the Bears covered. The Lions haven't covered. They didn't cover against the Texans. They didn't cover against the Bears. So maybe the Lions thing is starting to turn a little bit.
Well, and also, you know, with the Bears now have a new head coach. That could infuse a little juice there. They've got guys who are playing for their jobs next season because there will be a change. You know, the Bears are an interesting team because the Bears have been very close. Bears could have won multiple games this year.
Yeah.
Like, they just lost some games. It reminded me, John, of the 2010 Texans. The won six games, and yet, like, they blew four games at the very end. The Bears are the same way.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's at least three, you know, that they could have won. But they're going to San Fran. But like you said, there might be some rejuvenation with the coach gone. And I think you can see that there was some, you know, disarray there in the last couple of weeks. And maybe they'll play a little bit harder. But, yeah, I won't take them anymore after last week. I thought that game was over at halftime, and Chicago decided to wake up there in the second half. So I'm going to stay away from the Bears the rest of the season until I see what goes on with them.
You had the Bears against the Lions, and early on it looked like you were on the wrong side, and then enough, you were dead on.
Yeah, I caved in. I was sitting down at DraftKings. I was here, and I'm like, what was I thinking? And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, that was a good pick.
Yeah.
So, we got a big UFC match going on. I think there's 14 fights. I kind of like Volkov. He's like second to the main event. I like that as far as odds. He's plus 285. If it was a little bit lower, I'd go the other way. And then the favorite, the Pantoja Asakura, I like that over 2.5 rounds. I think it'll be a filling out for a round or two. And then, so I like that at minus 130. But yeah, 14 fights in UFC this weekend. So that's a big card. So
there you go. There's some winners for you right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, congratulations. 10 years now. Big cake. Get a slice. Do not eat the cake right off there. Do not bite the cake.
So no food fight. I don't feel like cleaning it up after.
We're not doing that stuff.
No, that's our people, too. They also have a food fight.
Let's cut that out.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Man, John, we appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend, and good luck with your picks.
All right, thanks. See you guys.
There's John Chill with us every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and he's talking about the Golden Nugget, and I'm telling you, it's just so much. You do not know you're not in a Vegas casino when you go to Lake Charles. It's the same as any casino in Las Vegas, and better than a lot of them. It is fantastic. I love their poker room. If you're a poker player, if you're a golfer, I mean, you got the golf course right there in the backyard. You got the pool, which is fantastic. I'm not sure you're using the pool right now, but and when you do go and it's warmer, you use the pool, okay? You got cabanas that are awesome. You got 12 restaurants right there in the facility, which is perfect. You got from the steak to Italian to Chinese to seafood, every different kind of restaurant that you could possibly want. You've got, obviously, the casino, which is as good as any casino. You've got the hotel, which is fantastic, fantastic rooms. It feels like you're in a brand-new facility. Everything about it, there's nothing. And it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You're looking for the best way to get your gamble on. It's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Basically a holiday show. We got Rockets playing tonight. We had, some NBA action last night that was not very good. 41-point win by the Heat. How about last night the upsets? Creighton beating Kansas last night.
Slapped them.
And Duke beating Auburn. That's an upset, by the way.
Auburn's been playing great. They got our Cougs.
Yeah, I mean,
you Auburn, cool with no, the Auburn. Cougs playing such a tough schedule? I liked it. I like they're getting challenged early in the year.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
It is a little bit showing the flaws. Like, it's really put the flaws on display for the Cougars offensively and the shooting from a shooting standpoint, but that's the only concern for me is, man, I wish Kelvin would get in the portal and get somebody that could bomb. Man, he's not gonna overlook defense. He's set a standard, and the standard is the standard, and you must meet it. for qualifications. It must meet those qualifications to be considered a Houston Cougar. But can we just get one, like, set aside, a carve out for a shooter? Like, hey, he's not as good defensively, but man, he can make these threes. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be total. If they had a sharpshooter, man, LJ is pretty good, but I think there's something missing. I mean, losing Jamal Shedd is so hard to duplicate.
Yeah,
and
the leadership and just the. Yeah. You know what you're missing, John? When things get tough, like, you just don't have the same level of composure. And I think composure is the term I'm looking for. I don't think it may not be anything other than that. Like, he would make big plays. You could count on him to make plays at the end of the game. But there was just something reassuring about having Jamal Shedd on the court in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, having him on the court all the time. He's...
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Gilbert is here. Let's get Gilbert in here and find out what's going on with Gilbert.
What does Gilbert want?
Hey, Gilbert.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
I need help anyway.
Oh, boy.
No food, no service around here. No one will bring no steak. You know, hey, Lance. Did Colleen Wolf clean the autograph picture yet?
She has not. That's actually. Wait, I thought we've already done this.
Yeah,
I've already brought you an autograph Colleen picture before.
No, she's gonna send me another one anyway.
Oh, I don't know about part two. Yeah, two. Man, we even did a FaceTime where you talked directly to her.
Yeah, anyways,
okay, well.
Can somebody, like, yeah, Tiger, bring me something to eat? I'm real hungry anyway.
Gilbert's hungry.
John, Lance. He's talking about Mega Blast. So, John, yeah. Tiger. Okay, let's do this. Is there a listener right now who's ready to take up the mantle for the show? And Gilbert's done many things for you as a listener. Many, many things Gilbert has done. Many great things.
Many.
Are you ready to step up and go to Sharpview? Is it called Sharpview? Gilbert, is it called Sharpview?
Yes, it's Sharpview, yes.
Are you ready to go to Sharpview, the assisted living home, and bring Gilbert a steak from Chili's? Let me explain. It's going to be a steak medium with corn on the cob with salt and pepper, French fries, and a Dr. Pepper. It's that simple. There's nothing... Yeah, that's good anyway. And so that's the order. You just come inside and say, I've got food for Gilbert Liu. And then you roll over there, and then Gilbert will tell you some other things that you need to do for him. And, you know, you get to hang out a little bit with this king. This is a king. This is one of the kings of Houston. I think that's fair to say, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, we were looking for the queen of Houston.
Yeah.
Who's the king of Houston?
Well, Gilbert's the king, and we're the sorry people. There's no question about that.
Right.
So what all do you need, Gilbert? You said bring food, you're hungry, and what else?
That's about it anyway.
Okay, yeah. Did I get the order right? I've noticed the order hasn't really changed. Say it again, Gilbert.
Sorry. Hello?
Yeah, no, go ahead. What did you say? What did you say, Gilbert?
I haven't eaten steak over a week anyway.
You would have. I don't blame you. That food sucks there. I saw the food, and it is garbage. I will say, I think you would have wished, if you had had the veal parmesan I had last night, you would have wished all the losses on the Texans. So I'm thankful that you didn't get that. You would have said, they're losing all 3 weeks. Give me the Sharpview food back. but Gilbert.
Y'all don't know how funny that is.
It is extremely funny. Is anyone stepping up? I'll check. Matter of fact, call in right now, 713-780-376. Call in and give back to Gilbert and give back to your community in Houston. Up to this point, he hasn't threatened the Texans with a loss. Up to this point.
No.
And what were you saying, Gilbert?
I said, did Colleen Wolf say, order a picture again?
She didn't. No. Yeah, we have not.
Did she?
No. You don't have to yell at me, Gilbert. She hasn't sent anything.
Yeah, well, we talked to Colleen Wolf the other day when you and I. Picture, you know.
Yeah, no, I thought one was going to.
I thought that was over.
I really thought that would do it. And then I thought, okay, you know what? The FaceTime. This will really do it. The direct FaceTime with a Colleen Wolf. And apparently it needs to be a second picture.
Yeah, she probably. Yeah. You get another one, you know.
Yeah, well.
Well, no, you got one. That's it, Gilbert. I mean, you can't ask for more. You got one. That's
she
it.
Even said that she would come say hi.
I didn't get one. I didn't get it in the mail.
I brought it. I didn't bring it in the mail. I literally brought it to your house. Remember?
But I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You got to take that up with moms. I don't know if I did anything or your brother. We'll see. I'll see what we can do.
No.
Colleen is like, I just keep going back to the well with Colleen. Can you do a FaceTime with Gilbert? Yes.
You're asking a little bit much of Colleen.
I know. And then now it's like Colleen already told Gilbert she would come see him when she comes in town for a game, which is not this year. She was quick to make sure that that Gilbert understood the schedule would not permit a game. She was not coming this. But she even said she'll come. Wouldn't you rather see her in person and then get a picture with her in person?
Yeah, you would rather that. Absolutely. Why don't you wait for the one that you take with her?
I'm literally shocked he has not threatened us with a loss. Well, it's a bye week. He can't threaten a bye week loss.
No, he can't. He can't threaten nothing. He's got nothing on us right now. I mean, do we have to wait till, you know, we're blackmailed into bringing a mistake?
It helps.
Or should we take a But if we take a preemptive strike, he's still going to blackmail us.
Yeah, right? Eventually he's going to leverage us into getting what he wants.
I hate this is going to go into the playoffs like this.
If Gilbert's smart, that's how he plays it.
That's right.
It's a week by week stake coming once we get a little tight. Once we get a little closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to tell him how to do his business.
No. All right, there's your Gilbert segment right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Congratulations.
Right now, it's pro-dunk. I'm pro-dunk as opposed to against dunk, okay? I'm pro-dunk. Or is it pro as in professional dunk? I don't know. But I do know this. I am pro-dunk for little kids that can't jump. And little kids that can't jump are discriminated against with a 10-foot goal. That's right. It's discrimination against little kids because they can't dunk on a 10-foot goal. Dad, we want the goal that you can raise and lower, and that's the pro dunk goal. That's the best goal in the history of goals. That's the one where you push a button and the backboard goes up and down with a push of a button now. Back in the day, we used to have to crank it, okay? Back in the old days. Not anymore. Now it's just a push of a button. Can they make it any easier for you? No, they can't. It's awesome. And the kids love it, Dad. Mom will love it because it's got the curb appeal. You'll love it because the kids are actually outside instead of on their TV playing video games all day. I'm telling you, you're looking for the best goal. There's one place to go. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us. Our last segment before News of the Weird. Dell, we miss anything? We talked a little college basketball. We talked some college football. We started with... the clowns,
So can you tell us what all we've...
Joker we started with, right?
Yeah.
So it started off with Aziz Alshayer saying, You want me to be the villain? I'll be your villain. He, middle finger emoji to the league. And yeah, he went all in. So we had that. We had discussions about, was it a professional hit or just a disgruntled over insurance company? We had an assassination in New York that we talked about. We had Gilbert saying he's starving, he needs food, he needs help. The help apparently just means steak and a picture of Colleen Wolf. That was the help he needed and continues to need. By the way, my Chili's closed. They closed my Chili's the other day, the one that's closest to my house.
No.
So y'all gotta pick up the slack here. We have talked a little bit about the Cougars. We had did we do some Rocket talk earlier? I don't feel like we did any Rocket talk today.
We did a little.
Did we?
Got to play Golden State tonight. Yeah. Golden State hasn't played very well. It's a preview of your NBA Cup game. So the question is, do the Rockets hold stuff back so they don't give away everything that they're going to run?
All their NBA Cup secrets?
Yeah, they don't give away everything they're going to run in the game that matters more.
Well, you know, there's people who thought maybe Kirby Smart in Georgia would maybe – you know, cruise in because they had the Texas game and the Georgia Tech, that they wouldn't play as hard for Georgia Tech. And look what happened. They almost got beat. Georgia Tech got the cover.
So can we expect limited minutes for Fred tonight because you want him fresh for the game that matters?
Yeah. I say just keep playing basketball.
Well.
No.
You got to treat this like you're an international soccer manager. You got a big cup game.
Do they?
In a
they
couple
don't rest
days.
Guys, do they?
They do.
Against
they
the
do?
Same team?
Yeah.
You do that?
They rest guys.
They rest guys?
Well, they're rostered.
For FA Cup? For Caribou
Cup?
Well,
you're Everton, so you guys got to play all your guys. You're not good enough to rest guys.
Yeah,
but if you're like Man City, you might not put your first squad out there.
Man City, why are you choosing literally the most elite
or
squad
Arsenal,
you can?
Or Arsenal, or whoever. You may not have your full top squad because you got to play them in a cup game. So will we see more minutes for Jayshon? Because Amen's got to be ready for the cup game against the Warriors.
Can you imagine? You know, honestly, though, I wouldn't mind a getaway game one time where I got to see Jayshon and Reed play more. I actually wouldn't hate that idea. If I had one game where you rested your guys, if you went through a big stretch where you had guys playing a lot of minutes and there's not a lot of rest, I wouldn't mind that, John. If you had one game where Jayshon picked up more minutes and Reed Shepherd and Jeff Green, and like, it wouldn't be as good for my viewing enjoyment, but maybe, you know, maybe to help
about that
keep
thought.
Your team for, yeah, it's probably not a popular thought. Most people don't say, I'd like to see more Jayshon and Jeff Green.
Yeah.
most people don't say that with their human
most
mouths.
Most people don't want to win an NBA Cup, apparently.
Yeah, but apparently, I mean, if you want to win an NBA Cup, you need Jayshon in there on that wall for you. He's trying to eat up some minutes.
You got to be a minutes eater tonight.
Yeah, we got to keep the fellas rested.
We should just keep on going with the good players.
Well, that's because you don't understand how the regular season, you have to balance that with your cup ties.
Gordon to Shepherd. Shepherd, download to Tate. Jayshon fades, looks, fades. Over to Landale. Landale passes out to, who's another guy who doesn't
Jeff
play?
Jeff Green.
Back out to Green. I'm looking for my fifth.
Oh.
Over to Whitmore. He's back from the G League from downtown. Cam Whitmore. Oh yes.
No, that's not the lineup.
These guys don't play.
That ain't what we're looking for.
Really
we're looking to beat. I mean, the Warriors are down. We got to keep them down.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not LA Laker down, but they're down.
Yeah, we just lost the game too. We ain't giving games away right now.
Go ahead and run your best stuff and see what happens. When the game matters more, and you're at home, and all of a sudden Steph Curry's calling out all your plays, you're talking about, oh, let's run all our stuff and play. We've got to win. No.
Shut up. Every team knows every team's plays.
I'm just doing what Adam Silver wants you to consider. He wants
Steph
you to consider.
Steph Curry's calling out. Two, everybody. It's going to Jalen. Jalen's going to try to make a move on you guys.
And by the way, okay? We didn't get deep enough. Yeah, I know. What's he going to do? Alpert's got the ball at the top of the key. Watch out for the back down. The
he
turn
might
and the
pass
spin.
It or he might shoot it. Watch it.
So we get deep enough into gold. So you don't like the golden at bat. Golden at bat is going to be looked at with derision. But I honestly think that Rob Manfred should look at this like, I don't care what you baseball honks are doing. I'm literally trying to get people who watch I Show Speed and Kai Cenat back into my
golden
sport.
Golden at bat is going to do that? Golden
If I ask my kids, would you like to see Yordan Alvarez for? Would you like to see Espada be able to activate Yordan one time in any game? They'd get, yeah, it'd be awesome. You mean you could just bring it up anytime you wanted? Yeah, in a big spot. Oh my God, that would make baseball so much better. That's exactly what they would say.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're going to be here watching. Well, I mean, are you playing to a group that's never going to watch you anyway? That's the thing. Exactly. Are you trying to?
Oh, now changes? Your kids are flocking to the TV to make sure they
get your baseball golden at bats on. Hit the text group. Golden at bat happening now.
Those kids, if they don't like baseball now, they ain't liking baseball with a golden shot or whatever.
What? No,
First,
you take a shot at Justin
way.
Bieber's sister or wife, and now you're doing this.
Yeah, I'm sick. Listen, somebody said on Twitter yesterday, and I think they were dead on. I think Rob Manfred's just looking for clicks. That's all.
Yeah,
so Rob.
Actually,
Rob
yes, Manfred,
he is. Yes, he's just
trying to get people to talk about baseball.
But he also wants this golden at bat thing. And look, Sean and I, of course, had to dive deep because you guys don't do things like this. It can't just be, hey, Yordan, he's going to hit instead of Jake Myers. It has to be special. Just like the NBA Cup has courts, you should also go up there with an actual golden bat to signify the moment.
I like that.
Everyone, and it helps Louisville Slugger and all the other bat manufacturers.
You sell them, yeah. We can sell
those. You can sell the bats. You can have them up.
Does he put on a separate jersey, like a gold jersey?
You know what they should do? Like how in the playoff they have a different score bug. ESPN does that for the golden bat. The score bug should change to golden, so we know it's a big deal. So if you're just going by your television, not locked in, or you're at a sports bar, golden bat time.
You remember,
and you've got a guy off the golden bat.
The home run hitting contest after. The last ones were the gold ball. Remember that?
Yeah. Or three-point shootouts.
They had the gold ball, and then that one signified that it was worth 5 points for, I don't know, whatever it was, in the home run derby.
Yeah.
Golden ball, too.
Yeah.
With golden bat.
Yeah, we had the ABA red, white, and blue balls is the money ball on the rack in three-point shootouts. What if you said, okay, you can't designate the player, but there will be six players on your roster that you can designate for a golden at bat. Because you got three that you know are lesser hitters. You got six. You don't get to choose your player, but you take a dice and you roll the dice. And one is Yordan, two is Bregman, three is, you know, and you're like, Jeremy Pena.
Yeah, but what if, Maldonado is six?
Yeah, you might get like, no. No, he's one of the ones you designate your six best hitters. You're like, okay, Yiner's up. Like, we can't act. Damn it, we can't get Yordan ever when we do golden at-bat. Like, go up there where you don't know. We don't know who. All right, we're doing golden at-bat for Jake Myers. We don't know who it's going to be. You roll the dice and it's Yiner. Like, okay, that's fine. It's Yiner.
No,
but you have to put one. You put one in and it's called a skunk or a whammy. And it's like it's somebody on the bench is like.
What are we doing?
Wait
a minute.
I don't know.
We got a whammy. We're throwing dice to see.
Yeah, you
got to
have one bomb in there. Like, so if you got six, but you got one player that's called a skunk, or a whammy, and that's the one that you don't want hitting. That's the one that you don't want hitting.
And
the other team gets to designate a skunk. Yes, the other team designates your skunk that's on your bench, and if you lose. If you roll a dice,
it comes
up three.
These are
all good ideas. Because and if you roll a three, and your three is your skunk, and your skunk ends up being, I don't know, just name a random.
Jake Myers.
Well, yeah, I mean, or it could be Chaz. They could maybe say Chaz.
Well,
Chaz might be your skunk.
Yeah.
But, Dubon might be in your top six, honestly. But if you roll and you end up with a skunk, and you're like, damn it, we're golden. I didn't mean to do it. We're golding at batting Chaz for Jake. Like, we could have just done this without all this.
Oh, but what if
nonsense.
The other team gets, if Yordan is up, they get to pick the hitter that instead of Yordan at the plate?
Yeah, what if we start making it harder to score runs? The golding at bat is actually the other way.
Right.
No, they call it the skunk killer or something like that, or the whammy, where every team gets to pop you with a whammy. You get to pop a whammy.
Yeah.
One time in a series. You only get one time in a series you can pop a whammy.
Well, the golden at bat's every game. But, yeah,
but not this one. Not the
Yordan's
whammy where
up
you
with
say,
the bases loaded in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Oh, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Here comes, yeah, I'll put in Jake.
And here comes a manager out there. They're calling for the whammy. So Yordan's going to go back. Whoa, this is tough for the Astros. Jake Myers is going to step to the plate, and this is not a good look for the Astros as they miss out on an opportunity. Bases loaded, two outs in the eighth inning. Oh, this was a tough one, but you knew they held the whammy for this. Yeah,
what a great whammy.
You know, Bill, they could have used the whammy in game one. You remember in the fifth inning. But to save the whammy here was phenomenal. Just great timing, great execution by the Nationals to hang on to their whammy for game three when they really needed it most. I'm telling you, these are all things that would be.
Oh, kids would love it.
I mean, it's kind of like the NFL kickoff rule. It's got all kinds of random just, okay, if you kick it here, it's 25. Here it's 30. Here it's 35. If you kick it in the target, then the target is going to be worth a 15-yarder. If you can land it perfectly in the bucket, then you get a point. Like, we need to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No. We're not doing any of that.
My kids would watch a lot of the stuff that we've said. My kids would watch.
I think you tested out the first year with a simple thing. Yeah. The bat. It has to be golden. It has to be a big production. It has to be an announcement in the ballpark and obviously with the broadcast team.
They come out with a bat.
Treat it seriously.
With the bat, like music?
Is it
in a case where you do a grand unveiling of the bat? Because we're trying to play this game faster.
You know that the guy, whoever you choose, maybe you have to designate him before the game so you know who it's going to be. And then he walks out with their bat. Yes, you get like closer music. The golden at bat person has music. Different from his walk-up song. It can't be the same. Oh, you know what?
It's the golden walk-up song?
But it's,
yes.
But it has to be. I don't get Imagine Dragons to do it. And just like the Champions League has their intro song, when the guys all line up, golden at bat song.
You have to line up, but we're trying to get through.
No, that's for Champions League. I'm just making an example. Champions League, instead of national anthems, they do their song. To say, hey, special.
Hey, is there a gold song? What's a song which has gold in it? Gold Finger.
But we're going to have to come up with
something better for the kids.
It has to be reggaeton or something
like
that.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of rap with gold in it.
Well, they're going to have to get someone that's friendly enough that won't cause any issues. I mean, I'm sure they'll find someone.
Bad Bunny's going to do it.
Maybe
Diddy could write something.
No, not Diddy.
Diddy's not going to be involved. You're not being serious.
Well, you know what? If you're going to play this game, John, come up with good ideas like whammies and skunks. Don't sit here and say Diddy's going to do something. That's not believable.
Come up with good ideas like whammies and skunks.
Yeah. Don't say, oh, Diddy's going to do something to you.
Yeah, no, Diddy can write it.
Okay, if you strike out, Diddy gets 5 minutes with you if you strike out. Like, no, that's a terrible idea. Diddy shouldn't get 5 minutes with anybody. What are we doing? How do you like that?
That's a rule.
You're going to choke up on the bat? You imagine that? Like, I just got to make contact. I just got to put this in play, man.
Bunting was dead.
Another bunt.
Looks everybody's like up there bunting.
They'd rather give up the out than the butt. No, that shouldn't have said
that. You know Todd Callis isn't going to say that.
I know. He's not going to. Well, they're giving it up. They'd rather give it up than give it up. Todd Callis would never do that.
Oh, no. No, it's better to give than to receive from Diddy. Anyway,
he's not going to be involved.
No, no. Actually, wait. Yeah, Diddy's out of this. We're doing a golden bat, and that's it. I think you're right. I think the golden bat and walkout music. Yeah, well, in year two, you bring the whammies.
Let's see how successful it is, and then we go on other things.
Yeah,
we're going to Republic Boot Company now. Let's go to Republic Boot Company and let's get us. It's in the Heights. It's a great facility. It's a great place to have your company party there. It's a great place to bring family. Listen, you don't know what to get them? How about bring them over there to Republic Boot Company? Fridays are pretty cool because they got open bar and they got a band there. Friday afternoons, it's a great place to be. Yeah, everybody, and what a festive atmosphere. It's holiday time. It's time for you to get over to Republic Boot Company, see what they're doing, and get this Christmas, make it a rodeo Christmas, Lance.
Yeah, make sure you do that. Chat's already saying they want custom Republic boots.
somebody in the chat saying, I want Custom Republic. But yeah, well, go get your custom. Now, you're not going to get it right away because they're literally making a custom. You get to pick what type of skin that you have. You want rhinoceros skin, they can do that for you. It's fit perfectly to your foot. You can put whatever logos on there, whatever you want on there. There are people who are getting these custom boots, and they are keeping them as family heirlooms. So when you're looking for a boot that is going to last you, and then they can do any repairs for you, just bring them back in. This is the spot for you. The best pair of boots that you're going to wear is right there at Republic Boot Company in the Heights.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
So Cheryl Hines, who's RFK's wife,
yeah.
Apparently she's posted a video promoting her beauty products, and it features Robert Kennedy Jr. showering half naked in the background. Do you want any of her beauty products now?
News of the weird is that Cheryl Hines is married to RFK Jr. You need to just stop right there. I knew that, but I didn't know it a year ago, and I was like, wait, Larry David's wife left him for RFK Jr.? And then I remembered, oh, that's just a TV show. It's not his real wife.
Yeah, she wasn't. She was married to him on the TV show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know.
I thought she got with Ted Danson. And then I was like, it's just TV.
Yeah, no, now she's with Ted Danson and RFK.
Yeah.
Do you want to see the video of RFK showering?
No, but there's some fanboys who would.
Yeah, I guess there would.
Some of y'all pom-pom boys definitely want to see one of your guys doing it. I just try to watch offensive line tape.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I like to watch Family Guy. Apparently, Cathay Pacific, a Hong Kong carrier, had to apologize because they were playing a Family Guy episode with the Tiananmen Square scene.
How did they get Family Guy on that?
I have no idea.
On that trip.
That is, oops. Oh, you think Daryl Morey effed it up? What about you? What about Family Guy? Apparently, there's a new survey out. 69% of freshman class entering college are virgins. That is a huge. What are you doing in high school?
Dude,
all of you going to high school right now.
Do you not know, John? They don't do that.
They don't drink. Stuff.
They don't drive. They don't get their license anymore.
What is wrong with you? You're wasting your youth.
Yeah.
Not having relations.
What's wrong? Yeah, it's a totally real thing. You think the population isn't going to spiral down, down, down? They don't do stuff. They don't drink. They don't have driver's license anymore. It's wild. It's weird.
I guess I'm supposed to be happy about that.
What about saving themselves, John?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted that.
Yeah, no, Jesus said that, but I know, but I was different than that. I did stuff different. You know?
Now, you can find more porn than ever in your entire life, more virgins. I feel like there's a correlation.
Wow. You think it's because of that? I would think that would make you want it more. I don't know.
No, you just...
I guess I don't need it. I got my point.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, yeah.
Right. There's an Italian nun. She was arrested over links to the mafia. Do you feel like nuns should be the conduit between the gang and its associates in prison?
No, but that tracks. Who would expect a nun? That's a smart play by the mafia.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I feel bad. Maybe she was held at, you know, or threatened and blackmailed into doing it.
You want us to come and smash your tomato plants in your garden at the nunnery? Then you're going to help us bring this olive oil into Giuseppe.
That's probably how
it went.
You know, the nuns have families, too, though, that they can threaten. They have families.
Sister.
Not just their garden.
Do they say it is what it is to the sister when she goes, why? It is what it is, sister.
This is the business.
I didn't choose it.
What?
Do it. Do what you need to do.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Threatening a nun.
Yeah. We're done.
That's a move.
Dell and Sean are up next with their golden retriever segment.
I don't know why you pretend like you didn't get deeply involved in the golden at-bat segment. We did it first because we're innovators, but you guys did it too.
No, we were doing whammies and
well, we were more simplistic. We thought to ourselves,
making a mockery of the game.
Simply a golden bat, a walk-up song. and a score bug that signifies golden bat stuff. That's all.
No. Whammies are better.
You want whammies.
Whammies
That's
are
too
better.
Complicated. Too early.
No, no, no.
Lance is breaking stuff in there.
You roll a giant sponge dice out there. And
no. Now you're making a mockery of the game we love.
Oh, no. Everybody's making a mockery. No. Rob Manfred's making a mockery
Greatest
of the game.
Greatest commission currently going. Better than Raj. Better than Adam. Better than that joke Don Garber in the MLS. I stand with Manfred.
Oh, yeah. You stand. I figured.
A lot of you guys
you stand
a lot of
on these shenanigans.
A lot of you nerds and weirdos are standing with the Z's.
What?
I'm standing with Manfred.
What would Gary Gaetti or Jeff Bagwell say about this kind of
stuff?
If
I cared about what old guys in baseball thought, I'd ask them.
Yeah. I got to ask Lance Berkman, and he'd be, like, disgusted. He'd give us his disgusted face.
Doesn't he got a small-time college manager? Does he have that job anymore?
Yeah. We're done. I got to talk right now about Robin over at Houston Powder Coaters. Love what Robin does. And Houston Powder Coaters is awesome. Houston Powder Coaters, if you go see all their Google reviews, it's awesome. What people love about Houston Powder Coaters, free pickup and delivery. They'll pick up your patio furniture absolutely free. They will do all of that. And listen, they primp and they prime. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this, okay? It ain't just, here, we'll throw it in the oven and paint it. Nope. There's a lot of stuff that goes into this thing. And it is, it's going to come out, and it's going to come out perfect. What color do you want? You have hundreds to choose from. What is it that you want to get done? Car parts, boat parts, patio furniture, whatever it is. Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. You send a picture to Robin, and she will tell you whether or not she can save it. And you want to save it because that metal is better than any metal that they're using now to make patio furniture. So you want to keep that patio furniture. There's one place to go, Houston Powder Coaters, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They're awesome. You'll love dealing with Robin, and you'll love dealing with how good they are at what they do. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.